You may know him as the king of rock and roll. You may know him as the pelvis. But everyone knows him as
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
Hi everyone, my name is Olivia and you're listening to WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Today, we are going to do an artist spotlight on the man, the myth, the legend, Elvis Presley. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you. Elvis Aaron Presley was one of the most famous rock and roll singers during the 20th century. He was born January 8, 1935. He grew up in a poor neighborhood with his mom, Gladys, and his dad, Vernon. Growing up, Elvis loved music and listening to a lot of different genres, which, in turn, influenced his style later on. During an interview with Ray Green in 1956, Elvis discusses the types of music he enjoys and what developed his musical style.
I like different types. I like rock and roll, hillbilly, pop. Some classical. I like a different kind of music. I like anything, any kind, if it's good, you know. I just landed up on it accidentally, more or less. I'm a pretty close follower of religious quartets. Uh-huh. And they do a lot of rocking river spirituals. Uh-huh. And so that's where I got the idea from, is religious quartets.
He grew up singing in church, and his very first time performing ever was at a fair talent contest. Elvis did an interview titled The Truth About Me in 1956, where he touches on his very first performance ever at the age of 11.
The first time I performed, yes, I was in front of an audience at a fairground when I was 11 years old. It was a fair, an annual fair, and they had a talent contest. And I sang a song called Old Ship, a story of a dog.
Soon after that, Sun Records, which was a blues record label, contacted him. He began recording for them, and soon enough, his first hit was released in 1955. That's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. In a press conference in 1972, Elvis and his father touch on how fast Elvis rose to fame.
It happened so fast, it's hard to keep up with it, you know. It just boom, overnight, and there it was.
All kidding aside, it happened very fast to all of us, my mother and my father and all of us. It, you know, everything happened overnight, and so we had to adjust to a lot of things very quickly.
His very first performance that led to his rise in fame was at the Louisiana Hayride, which was a broadcasted country music show in Louisiana. This show was where Elvis developed his unique dancing style. In the Truth About Me interview in 1956, Elvis explains how he originated his talent from this specific show.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have never heard a style like it. I mean, I just originated it accidentally, more or less. I was singing a couple of these rock and roll songs, and the audience got to hollering and squealing with me, and they had been very quiet through the whole show, and I was the last one on the show, and I didn't know what I was doing that they liked, and my manager told me, he said, go back out there and do just what you've been doing. So I asked him, I said, what have I been doing? And he said, you've been shaking all over. And so I stuck with it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to an artist spotlight on WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. We just got done talking about Elvis's rise to fame and the specific show that started it all. From 1956 to 1958, Elvis dominated the charts. All different types of people loved and listened to Elvis's music. In a press conference in 1972, Elvis tells the press about the great variation of people who are drawn to him and his music.
Well, I found that in the audiences that we have, it's mixed. It's older people, younger people, and the very young, and all types of people, you know, which is good.
However, there were a lot of people who didn't like him. They thought that he was despicable and that his dance moves were obscene. People even said that he was responsible for all of the teenage delinquency during that time. In the Truth About Me interview, Elvis discusses how he cannot stay still when he performs and the music choice that makes him dance that way.
I guess the first thing people want to know is why I can't stand still when I'm singing. Some people tap their feet, some people snap their fingers, and some people just sway back and forth. I just sort of do them all together, I guess. Singing rhythm and blues really knocks it out.
In this same interview, he talks about how people are judgmental of his actions, why this happens, and why he continues to do what he does.
I get a lot of criticism for the actions I use on stage. I have been doing it for 2 years. I've been doing the same thing for 2 years. And it just got in the last 4 or 5 months that I've got criticism. I guess it's because my records have become bigger and everything. In other words, the more popular you are, the more criticism you get. In other words, people can stay home and hear you sing. But when they pay their money to come out and see you on a personal appearance, those people want to see a show. They come out to see some action. And if I stood up in front of an audience and did nothing but sing, if I didn't put on a show, and if I didn't act like I enjoyed what I was doing, they wouldn't come out to see me the next time I went back.
This is how he became known as Elvis the Pelvis. He was sent to the army for his actions of going against the norm in order to get him back in line. In 1960, he returned from the army. People thought that the army changed Elvis. However, he picked up right where he left off. In a press conference in 1960, Elvis explains how things would most likely be better for him if he changed his style. However, he did not change.
I would be foolish not to try to change with it, you know. But as of now, I have no reason to change anything.
In 1967, Elvis married Priscilla Wagner, after meeting at a party in Germany while Elvis was drafted. She was 14 and he was 24 when they met. A year later, they had their daughter, Lisa Marie. Elvis began using drugs and alcohol and was even cheating on his wife, causing the couple to be divorced in 1973. Elvis continued these habits even after the divorce. He developed an addiction, leading him to not be able to see his daughter. Sadly, in 1977, Elvis Presley died at the age of 44 from a heart attack due to drug abuse. The death of Presley truly shell-shocked the world of music, leaving a massive impact on American pop culture. Elvis was the best performer of his time. Presley's albums and other artifacts continue to sell to this day, and people still adore him and his work. Elvis Presley will continue to remain, always and forever, the king of rock and roll. Thank you for tuning in to this artist spotlight on WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. This is Olivia, signing off.